Dabney Coleman, who starred as the acerbic Buffalo Bill on NBC 10 years ago, returns to the same network tonight to star in his newest sitcom, Madman of the People. TV critic Deva Bianculli looks at that show and at another new series starring a familiar face.
The last time Dabney Coleman was on TV, it was as the star of Drexel's Class, a Fox series so bad that it makes his new series, Madman of the People, look great. But it isn't great. It's in a great time slot, but it doesn't deserve to be there. Madman of the People shows up on Thursday nights right after Seinfeld, one of the best pieces of primetime real estate in all of TV. Coleman plays a magazine columnist whose new boss is also his daughter. She's played by Cynthia Gibb, who co-starred last season with Bette Midler in Gypsy. And Gibb and Coleman work well together. But in the pilot, they're given a lousy script to work with, so they don't get a chance to act, much less shine. In fact, the only halfway amusing scene in the first show comes when Dabney's character gets an unwanted anniversary gift from his son, played by John Ailes.
Hey, happy anniversary, Dad.
Oh,
here's that present you made me buy.
Dylan, son, I'm deeply touched by your heartfelt sentiment here.
Cool.
This is a video, huh? Ren and Stimpy. Your greatest hits, huh? Oh, volume 4.
This is the greatest one. Stimpy goes to the dentist and Ren yanks all his teeth. I'll tell you what, Dad. I could keep this in my room with the Super Nintendo I got you for Christmas.
Why don't you do that?
Happy anniversary.
Even though the laughs are that broad and that rare, Madman of the People is being called the most probable hit show of the new season. Why? Because it's after Seinfeld. They say that timing is everything, but in TV, time slot is everything. Last week, the time slot after Seinfeld was occupied by the sneak preview of another new NBC series, The Martin Short Show. After that preview, it moved to its Tuesday slot, where it drew attention to itself by having Steve Martin as the special guest star. Now, old-time fans of SCTV, and that includes just about everybody I know, have got to watch this show. But they've also got to be patient, because the early going has been pretty uneven. The Martin Short Show is sort of like the TV variety version of the Larry Sanders Show. It's a comedy series about a guy who stars on a TV variety series, and it presents his offstage life as well as what he does on TV. So far, the offstage stuff has been a little weak. The home life is a little too sitcom-y, and there's not much reality to what goes on backstage. But when The Martin Short Show is showing the show within a show, if you follow me, that stuff is sheer brilliance. In fact, it's like watching tiny new episodes of SCTV. After all, former SCTV player Andrea Martin is a regular, while Eugene Levy, another SCTV veteran, is the director and an occasional featured player. And Jan Hooks, who plays Marty's wife and the co-star of his TV show, is just as good a sketch comic as any of them. Here's a taste of the show within a show. In this sketch, Levy plays the host of Halfwits, a truly stupid game show who has to deal with truly stupid contestants, like the one played by Martin Short.
I'm talking to Lawrence now. Lawrence Orbach.
Right on, Alex.
And I understand you're still in high school.
Yes, I'm having some degree of difficulty getting out of high school. I'm in a freshman slump.
A long one, yes. Well, yes. Hopefully that slump won't last too long, Lawrence.
Thank you, Alex, because I have certain goals in life I feel compelled to complete.
Ah.
One of which is to become a circuit court judge. And the other is to become a professional actor like Mr. Robert De Niro.
Ah, good for you, Lawrence.
Only not quite as tall.
Yes, well, you've chosen a very, very challenging profession.
Hey, Alex, are you looking at me? Because if you're not, then who is looking at me? You?
Or the one played by Steve Martin.
Yes, well, Silpelsian. Silpelsian, that would be...
My name.
Yes, yes, that's your name. I'm wondering about the ethnic derivation of the name, where the name comes from.
I see what you're driving at. Have we met?
Okay, you know what?
Oh, Alex, how many points do I have now?
Homie, we haven't started the game yet.
Ah, so it gets tougher than this.
That's better sketch comedy than you'll see anywhere else on TV these days. All the Martin Short Show has to do is to get the other elements of the show up to the same level, and it'll be a series that deserves to be a hit. maybe even a hit that follows Seinfeld.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.